Haley Gibbons leads not two, but four choral groups at West Des Moines Valley High School. So she is a very busy person, but she's taken some time out of her day to come and tell us about a big event this Friday night. And Haley, I'm eager to hear about that, but I'm even more interested in hearing more about your work and about the high school choral scene in Iowa.
Yeah.
I think it's like one of the most important stories that needs to
be. I agree. There's a thriving choir world here in Iowa at the high school level. We're really lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about that for sure. And you have four choral groups.
I do.
So there's what I would have thought of as choir when I was in high school long ago. But there's two of those. There's concert choir and the Valley Singers. And the first is intermediate, the second is advanced. Is that right?
Yes. And actually, I am one of two choir directors at Valley. And so there are two more curricular groups as well.
Wow.
And they would all fall under the heading of that traditional curricular choral ensemble. Kind of similar to, what we've been doing here in the Midwest for many, many years. And in addition to that, we also offer two show choirs. And if you're including our ninth grade building as well, four jazz choirs at Valley. And as far as I know, we offer the most jazz choir offerings of any school in the state. We're really fortunate in that way.
So the show choir, I think of something like Glee. Am I right?
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, okay. You're pretty close there. Yeah, it's a huge undertaking, and especially in the state of Iowa, many schools do it, and it's a really exciting opportunity for so many students to get to do popular music, and put it together with dancing and costumes, and it's kind of like you're putting on a little mini musical, essentially. You know, and tearing it down every single competition you go to, which is really fun.
One of the things that has struck me about choral music in general is that it's actually a very variegated repertory. It's not just
that is true.
You are
absolutely
really covering this.
We are. We're so fortunate at Valley High School. We do everything in our classroom from Handel and Haydn to contemporary classical composers such as Iowa composer Elaine Hagenberg and others. And then in our show choir realm, we can do more arrangements of current tunes you might hear on the radio. And in the jazz realm, we do a lot of standards arranged for multi-part jazz choirs accompanied by student members in our combo, our drummer and pianist and bass player.
Vocalese has received national attention recently. The National American Choral Directors is having you sing at their annual convention. Am I right? Do I have that right?
Yes, and we are very excited about that. That's pretty close. It's in Kansas City, which is, of course, a great jazz city. And the convention on the national level happens every 2 years, every other year only. And so we are thrilled to be able to kind of bring Iowa vocal jazz to the national stage. We think we're doing an awesome job here in the state of Iowa, and we're really committed to it as an art form. And I'm really excited that our students from Valley get a chance to perform on that national level.
It's a great achievement. It really is.
Thank you. Thank you. And we are so, I keep saying this, but I really do mean it. We're very fortunate at Valley and in the West Des Moines District to have such a supportive community. And in addition, I would say overall in the whole state of Iowa, vocal music is an incredibly popular and well-supported and well-loved genre. And I just feel really lucky that I got to have the chance to teach at Valley and to keep growing this program and bringing music to all those students.
As a musician and educator, you are seeing your students coming through and mm-hmm. having an experience and having an education that is something they will bring with them throughout their futures, whatever careers they go into, a relationship to music, to the discipline of mastering it, to mm-hmm. working together with other people. For you as an educator, can you talk about that theme?
Sure. At Valley, we highly value both community as well as becoming literate and informed, both performers and consumers of music. And so that's something we definitely focus on. And we hope that students, obviously we'd love if they all continued in, a community choir or a college choir. But even more than that, we just want them to continue to love and appreciate music beyond their time in high school. And when they are with us, we hope that we help them make lifelong memories and great friends that they can continue to reach out to and connect with past their time, in our rehearsal space. And that's really what I think my job is all about. And I'm sure my colleagues, my awesome colleagues, would say the same thing.
tell us the name and location and where we can get tickets.
Absolutely. So on Friday, weather pending, of course, we are going to be having performances from Iowa Jazz Choirs all day, starting at 8:30 a.m. until 5:20 p.m., and that's at Valley High School. Admission is $10, but you can just buy that the day of. And then the most exciting part of that day will be the evening concert, New York Voices, as well as Vocalese, the jazz group from Valley High School. And those tickets are available at our Facebook page, also on MidwestTix.com. If you search Valley or the Vocal Jazz Summit. And finally, one other way you can find information about the schedule and getting tickets is at valleyvocalmusic.org.
So jazz choirs are coming in to sing all day. Are they from around the state or around
the... They're from all over the state. A lot of local metro area, Des Moines metro area schools, but we've got groups as far out as Pleasant Valley and Cedar Rapids coming in and Iowa City area as well.
That is awesome.
It's going to be a great day.
Haley Gibbons, thank you so much for coming in to tell us about that.
Thank you so much for having me.